From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a long-range U.S. military bomber flies over South Korea. The flyover appears to be in response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Commander Terrence O'Shaughnessy spoke to reporters.
52 missions reinforce the U.S. commitment to the security of our allies and partners and demonstrate one of the many alliance capabilities available for the defense of the Republic of Korea.
The B-52 bomber was seen flying over Osan Air Base before heading back to Guam. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before Guzman's capture. The meeting was for an interview published on the website of Rolling Stone magazine. Guzman told Penn he supplies more heroin, methamphetamines, cocaine, and marijuana than anyone else in the world. Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen when a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The group says the missile struck the Shayara Hospital in Sada province. Teresa Sandra Cristobal says this is not the first time a hospital has been hit.
For this hospital, this concrete hospital, is the third time that this attack. For MSF, is the third time that we are attacked in general as a medical facility. I would like to reiterate that we are not the only hospitals that they have been hit.
The charity says 10 people were wounded in the shelling. Egypt held an opening session of parliament Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. This is VOA News.